Everybody's definition of success is going to be different. It's going to be different. I have people that are reaching out to me that are saying, hey, like, you need to, like, stop. You know? It's like, I'm not going to stop. I've had more clarity in the last month than I've had in, like, ever. Really. Like, this is real. This is happening. And do not try to interrupt my joy. I am going to figure this out. And that's for me, like, success right now. Okay. So I got this book out. I need to create some kind of talk to build up the book to help, yes, sell the book, because I need to be able to do that. I went to school for marketing. I have to be able to do some selling stuff. I have to be able to do that. The book, I would hope, sells itself, but it's not a guaranteed thing, you know? Once it has some reviews and stuff on it, it doesn't have any yet. That's okay. It's like, this is all a long journey thing. Same thing with the podcast. It started with zero reviews. That's okay. See, somebody will look at the podcast and see like 26 reviews. That is what it has right now. And I will say, I need to call out Dallin real quick. Dallin, you need to stop checking the reviews so much. It's like, people will review it when they review it. No need to do that. Like, it will happen when it happens. I love when people review the podcast, but yeah. And that, maybe that's something to be a little more proactive about, but I really have made it so, like, I really don't want to be pushy about any of this stuff. But at the same time, I do want to help these things grow. So it's a balancing act. It really is. But right now I feel so excited. Like, I don't have any job. I don't have any boss except myself. I have people I keep in touch with. I have people I talk with. I have people I do the podcast with, and it's great. You know, I have tried doing other stuff. I really have. And yes, am I open to finding some job and doing speaking and writing on the side? Yes. Right now, however, I feel the most good about just going completely all in on the book and stuff. Like, sure, I can spend, you know, a couple hours a week researching jobs, networking, and things of that nature. Sure. That's good to do that. It's good to continually be open to new horizons. However, I feel that I am just at a different point in my life that is different, way different than last year. I have a different level of energy. There's a different level of excitement. There's a different level of focus. And so it seems we would be robbing Dallin if we said, hey, I know you have this book and stuff, but let's just leave this on the back burner. No. See, that is not what I intend to do. When I would camp out in scouts, sometimes we'd have brats, these super amazing, juicy things that are way better than hot dogs most of the time. And yeah, they're just awesome. Super yummy. You know, I can imagine myself eating one right now, basically. But it's like you cook those and you cook them on the fire or whatever, but you let them tenderize. You let the juices juicify. You let that happen. You let the process take over. Amen to that, man. Let the process take over. Be patient. And trust. You know, you have the fire. You've built up the fire. Now we have the brats. Yummy, eating the brats. I have this book. I can make money when I sleep now, basically. You know, I'm appearing on this podcast in 8 hours, 10 hours, something like that. And I'm excited for that. Is it a bummer that I didn't get out the interview I wanted to? Yes, it is a bummer. It is a bummer. And I said I would get it out, which is really not good. Was I completely honest with myself when I said when I would get it out? No, if I'm being honest, like, I had FHE today. I ended up treating myself to a little drink. I ended up talking to this guy I wanted to go talk it to. He's a cool dude. He's like laying down this ledge thing at a Food Lion by the window. And it was super neat talking with him. I love that kind of stuff. That for me is more interesting than editing a podcast interview. As much as editing a podcast interview is great, So it just makes me think of what is success right now. Success is that I got the book out. Success is that I get some rest and that I make sure I am primed and ready and everything is good for this podcast interview I'm going to be on that could potentially be listened to many thousands of times since it's a pretty big podcast. So yeah, I'm on the path. For now, that is success, but I do feel a need to narrow that down and just focus it a little more clearly, because I feel like right now God is kind of focusing on me in some specific areas, and I think I need to follow that example and just kind of be like, I want to go really deep on this and maybe one other thing, and then just have the rest of everything else just kind of fall into its place. But it's so nice when you can have things like kind of planned out in that way. Like, this is what success looks like. For me, running, success is just getting outside and running. With editing, maybe it's just editing a little bit, you know? Like, I can put in a little bit of editing time in the day. But I just didn't make time for it today at all, you know? I just didn't do it. So it's like, there's the brats thing. There's other things going on, and I'm just going to keep going because I feel so much more clarity now. And now the voices of loudness of retreat, retreat, retreat are louder than ever before. But now I feel like I'm actually in a better spot. I'm like, no, dude, this is where I feel like I need to be right now. And we'll just see where it goes. But It's a beautiful place to be. It really is. It's a beautiful place to be. I can own my own schedule. I have all these books. I could set up a reading time. I could set up any of these things and just go after it. Could totally do that. And another thing that's just on my mind too is like, when you're lifting up other people, it also is lifting up yourself. You know, I'm going to help out my sister with creating some kind of routine, with helping her out with some of the things she wants to do. And for me, like, I do kind of have that, but really like narrowing it down, really nailing it down. If we're thinking of like a house or some other thing we want to stabilize, that is the work that needs to happen, because the nails can get a little crooked and then you try to like smash them into the wood and it doesn't work super well. So I'm not quite sure if this all makes sense super much. All I can say is, oops, I apologize for not getting that interview out. I really just need to, just understand better what success looks like in this moment. Because if I'm getting closer to that thing, then I am doing good, right? Like, at least till the end of the year, I'm planning to go super hard on finding public speaking gigs and promoting the book like crazy and appearing on podcasts. Like, I'm going to be on 4 or 5 podcasts in the next couple of weeks. And that is like that's a commitment, right? And we'll see where it is by the end of the year. We'll see where it is. I'll make a decision then. For me, focusing on that, trusting in that, doing anything that would bring me like higher and closer to that is success, which means I need to prioritize what is going to lead to that success. It's like, I feel like we're just kind of rambling at this point, but I hope this gives a little bit of clarity, because there's something we all want to have, and it's this feeling of success, this feeling of belonging, this feeling of accomplishment is a big one. And a lot of that is like, what do you feel, that sense of accomplishment when you do it, you know? A lot of that is just stuff to work on for yourself. But yeah, I give myself compassion with not getting the interview out, and I'm using this opportunity to align myself more with what success in my day-to-day life is, because I really feel like this is a very pivotal time in my life. I just need to focus. And it's not about things outside of my control. It's literally just focus on what's inside of my control. I can treat myself like I treat myself to the little, it's like a little slushy thing. I can focus on stuff like that. I can go deep on that. Stuff like going to FAG like I did today, family evening, that was good. And just having those priorities set in stone, that's going to go a really long way of like success and having a good day, like having a good life. That's just good stuff. And I think just giving yourself that feeling of I got this done, or this feeling of I accomplished something is powerful. Like I have this poem, I have this playlist called Victory Lap, and I play it whenever I want to like feel that sense of like accomplishment, and that's empowering. So every single day is its own day. It's very much different from a lot of the other ones. Like there's different nuances and differences and conversations and stuff. But having some kind of way to go back to, did I get this and this and this done? There's something beautiful about that. Like your identity. Are we getting closer to that, your desired identity? It's a powerful, powerful thing. So, yeah. Realigning myself more with what success looks like. That is the play for sure. I really appreciate those who've already checked out the book, and link in the show notes for sure, as always. And I just hope it helps some people. Like I just share some very vulnerable feelings and poetry from this rebuilding period that, yeah, I was definitely documenting from April 2022 to, it's like around November 2022. And I'll probably come out with another one too, another book. But for now, gotta focus now on getting the paperback out. And so, yeah, I need to align and figure out what success looks like. Celebrate that. Enjoy that. Love that. Because this is beautiful, and it's great, and it's coming together. No need to stress about anything else. Just focus on what I'd like to do next, and trust and trust and trust. So not even sure if that was helpful at all, but I think it gave me a little bit of clarity, and I'm excited for what's to come. And I'm thankful I can have compassion on myself and not force myself to edit for the next hour and a half or something just to get this interview out. I mean, I said I was going to get out at this time, but I just didn't do it. And I prioritized other stuff. That's how this goes. So yeah, I'm going to figure this out and just learn from this mistake as is very well to do. And the way I'm going to do that is through understanding better what success looks like. What will I celebrate the most? Because celebrating is so, so very important. Celebrating those little wins. So I think I've gone on long enough, but thank you so much for listening, and remember to yield to the good. It'll be a better tomorrow.